Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak et Shalom. We are now on Daf Lamed Chet, Amud Aleph of Masechet Bav Metzia and Mishnah Vav. Hamafkid Perot Eitzel Chaviro. Our Mishnah will deal with to what extent or what point the Shomer has to get involved if the stuff that he's watching is starting to rot, which will cause, of course, financial loss to the owner. Mafkid Perot Eitzel Chaviro, somebody entrusts Perot to another fellow, afilu hein avudin, even if they are going to rot, meaning that they're in the process of losing their freshness and their value, lo yigabahen, he can't touch it, can't sell it, then do anything. That then do anything doesn't mean that he can't put it into a safer place, it means he can't sell it really. Rishon Gamliel omer mochan b'fnei Beit Din, he disagrees and says, you sell it in the presence of Beit Din, you're essentially being meshiv aveda here, because otherwise this thing will be lost. Now, my Tama, what's the reason for Tanakama saying you can't sell them? The notion that a person would rather have something that he himself worked for, even if it's less, than have something that was purchased with it, even if it's more. This is a psychological reality that is eternal or is contingent on a certain sociological reality. Is something for a different form. But Racham or Yitzchak Amar Chashin and Shema Asana Mafkid Truma Maser Al Makom Acher. He raises a very real concern, which is maybe the Baal HaBayit, knowing that his perot are sitting in this Shomer's house, use them as Trumot and Maserot for something else, and now he's going to be eating them. And if the Mocher sells them, then he's separating Trumot and Maserot on stuff that doesn't exist. It's not his. And therefore he'll be eating Tevel. Now, let's see. Meitavei, we're going to challenge at least one, if not both, of these approaches. The rule of our Mishnah. From Nachum Yitzchak, this is circular. Because according to Nachum Yitzchak, the reason you're not allowed to sell them is because maybe made them Trumot to Masrot. To say, as a result of the fact that you don't sell them, he may make them Trumot to Masrot, goes in a circle. So, according to Avkana, it works perfectly. He can't sell them because a person enjoys his own stuff, even if it's less valuable. Therefore, he can make them Trumot to Masrot, knowing that they're not sold. But according to Rachma Yitzchak, it's circular. So he gives a very simple answer. It's an easy way to answer it. Since the Rabbanan said, you have to look from each perspective. From the perspective of the Shomer, he can't sell it because we're concerned the Baal HaBayit may have used them as Trumot to Masrot. Therefore, now from the perspective of the owner, he may make a Trumot to Masrot because he knows they won't be sold. Now, Amar Rabbi Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to throw a limitation into the mix, which is Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Machloket b'chtei chasronan. Later on in the parak, we're going to see that for different foodstuffs, there is an acceptable level of loss that happens when they're being entrusted due to weather, erosion, moving, etc. And so Yochanan says, the machloket, Tanakam and Rav Shmuel Gamliel, in our Mishnah, is only if it's within that, we'll call it 3%. If it's within that 3% range, once it's past that range, everybody agrees that you sell it. Now, Adur Nachmar Yitzchak Vadai Pliga. This certainly is an Adur Nachmar Yitzchak, because according to him, it doesn't matter how much is lost. After all, if the concern is that this may be used for Trumot to Masrot, the concern is still valid. Rav Kahana Malema to Pliga, but who says that this disagrees with Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said that a person would rather have his own stuff than more of another person's. Rav Kahana Bechtechasunan Kamam. Rav Kahana perhaps only meant within an acceptable rate of loss. But the phrase he used, the aphorism he used, really indicated that no matter how great the loss, you'd rather keep your own stuff. The answer is Guzman Balam. It's an exaggerated type of statement. But really it means that within a particular range of loss, I'd rather have my own stuff. After that, of course, I'd rather salvage the money. Now, Meitavei, the brayta that we just saw, this is a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Tanakamu will say you may sell them after they've beaten that 3% or so. So what would happen in such a case? Vizavnino, the guy sold them, and now the Baal HaBayit declares them Trumot to Masrot on stuff he's got in his own house, starts eating it. He's eating Tevel because the stuff he used for Trumot to Masrot isn't his anymore, but he doesn't know it. So Rabbi Yochanan's answer would be, Yoter Michtecha Sonan Lashchiach. It's rare that such loss would be incurred. That's why there's a threshold. But what happens if it does happen? So Mazamnina lo, we sell it. Velechu Shemasan Balabai Truma Maser Amakom Acher. Why aren't we concerned about that? So we give an answer which right now will be provisional, but later on will work. We don't sell it to anybody. We sell the stuff to Kohanim b'dmei truma. We'd have to also add in that we take whatever Masa Sheni might be in it, and we Mapodeh. There's other logistics we have to deal with. But writ large, the answer is that this stuff, because we're concerned it may be Truma to Masrot, we sell it to Kohanim b'dmei truma, which is, of course, a lower rate. So if that's the case, if Nachman Yitzchak nominates, we need the Kohanim b'dmei truma, then according to Nachman Yitzchak, why does Tanakama say you can't sell it? Sell it to Kohanim b'dmei truma, and then whatever concerns you have are alleviated. The answer is, Baha Pligi, the Machloket Rabbi Barchana, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, against Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, starts with a Machloket about something in reality, about loss of food, and then spins off into a Machloket about concerns, as follows. Rabbi Barchana, Savar Yotem Yotech HaSoran Lo Shriach Midi. So it's very uncommon for such great loss to happen. The Chimish Takach, if it happens, the Kamehu Dahavi Yotem Yotech HaSoran, it happens slowly. So if the Balabayit is going to use it for Trumah to Masrot, he'll do it within the first week or 2 weeks, however long, when he gave the Pikadon, knowing that after a long time it may indeed be gone. So therefore, when he made a Trumah to Masrot, it really was valid. The only concern is the stuff itself is Trumah to Masrot, and the Shomer doesn't know it. So the simple and the only need you have to deal with, which you do, is you sell to Kohanim b'dmei truma. That's Rabbi Barchana. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Savar, Yotem Yotech HaSonan Mishka Shchiach. He says it is common for there to be a great loss. And these are, of course, tied together, because he holds that there could be some change in the climate or in conditions or whatever it is that will immediately create general loss, and it could happen the day after the fellow was mafkid. And if he says, if you say that you should sell them, you could sell them 2-3 days later, so you might sell them 2 days after you got the Pikadon because they went bad right away. When he makes a Truman Masrot a week later, he doesn't know it was sold. And now, the stuff that you have, that you sold, isn't the Balabayit's anymore, so when he declares a Truman Masrot, he said nothing. Therefore, the stuff that he supposedly fixed, he didn't fix. So, Meitave, we have a challenge. Hamafkid perot etz chaver over here kivu. Yain vechmitz. Let's say a fellow is mafkid fruit and it goes bad, wine that goes sour, shemen vihivish, oil that goes bad, dvash vihibish, arezeloi gamehen. You can't mess with the divir av meir. It sounds like, against Rabbi Yochanan, that even great loss, you don't sell. Chom omrim will sell him takana. You fix them, we'll see what that means. Umachan beveitin. And you sell it in beitin. By the way, when you sell them, you can't sell them to yourself. You have to sell them to somebody else. Because, of course, it looks bad. It looks like perhaps you overstated the level of loss because you really wanted to get this stuff and you buy it at a cheap price. So therefore, you have to sell it to another. Well, parallel halach having nothing to do with Pikadon is Gaboyt's talk of his man Shein Lemanim Lechalek. Let's say they got money. And there's no anim that need the money right now. They're the collectors of stock-up. So the people want to make change from the tzedakah bin. Portin lachim bin portin latzman. They can make that change for other people, but not for themselves. The concern is people see them going into the box, people will be concerned and raise suspicions about what they're doing. Gaboy tam chui bizman shein lahem anim l'chalek. Same thing. If people are in charge of a soup kitchen, if they've been given food to give out and there aren't an anim that are there, what do they do? Mochrin lachim. They sell the food to others. And Mochim Latzvan, they don't sell to themselves. Okay, that's two spin-offs from our halacha about a shomer selling the food. But the main point is that in Rav Meir's teaching, it said perot v'erkivu. Doesn't that mean we're talking about stuff that's beyond the 3% or 5% or whatever it is, and nonetheless you don't sell it against Rabbi Yochanan? Lo michtei chasunan. That means that they started going rotten. The first little bit. But the other things that were listed there are things of really total loss, not 3%. We have to think about why would we, in general, institute a rule, Rav Shmuel Gamliel's rule, which is when it starts going bad, you sell it. It's to sell it before it goes worse. But when wine has become vinegar, or oil has gone bad, it's already gone bad. It's not going to get worse. So whatever it's at now is no worse than it's going to be later on, and therefore you hold it and let the owner come and sell it for whatever it is. Now, parenthetically, shemen vihibish, dvash vihibish, lamai chazu, what are those things good for? In other words, now it's the question is, it's got some value, it's much less, but what's it good for at all that it says that you sell them? The answer is, shemen dechazu legaldoi. This bad oil is something you could rub on tan, on hides. Dvash dechtisha degamli. And this bad honey is something you could rub on the back of a camel so that the saddle doesn't hurt his back too much. Right? They're like balms. So remember, in the Brighter, Chacham said, you make a takana and you sell them in Beitin. My takana tabilu, what's the takana? Rashi the kankani, meaning you empty out the barrels of this bad stuff because the barrels will go bad. That's what you want to fix. And then you sell them Beitin. My kami palgi, what's the machlokut remain Chachamim? Marsava left said Ruba Chashashu, left said Muat, lo Chashashu. The difference is that Remeir says that we're only choshesh in case of great loss. If it's small loss, you don't sell it. Rasav afilu hafsin muat namachashishu. And Chacham say even in the case of a small loss, we're concerned that the barrel might go bad, etc. And therefore, we have you fix it right away. Okay. Mishum Gamliel Meryim Karem Bevetin Neshu Kameshi Bavidilabalim. The end of our Mishnah, Mishum Gamliel dissented and said, you sell it in front of Beit Din. Now, according to the way we just read it, that means immediately, not after you hit the 3% or whatever the amount is. Itmar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha Gun Shimon Gamliel. V'rava Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. So in Eretz Yisrael, they pass Gun Shimon Gamliel, and in Bavel, they pass Gun Chachamim. Aiv Amar Rabbi Yochanan Charazimna. But wait a second, why do we need somebody to quote Rabbi Yochanan saying, Halacha follows Gun Shimon Gamliel? After all, he already said, Demar Bachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Any time Rabbi Yochanan's famous teaching, any time that Shem Gamliel is mentioned as an opinion in the Mishnah, the halacha follows him, except in the case of Arev in Babatra and Sidon that we had in the case of Gittin, and Raya Chrona, that is something that we deal with in Masechet Sanhedrin. But the issue is those are three famous cases which are the exceptions to the rule. So why does Rabbi Yochanan here have to say Halacha B'Shem Gamliel? The answer is Amorayin of Alib Rabbi Yochanan. There's Machloket Amorayin, what Rabbi Yochanan's ruling was. Did he say, with the exception of those three, Halacha is always like B'Shem Gamliel, so you don't have to say it here? That's what Bar Chana is teaching. Or do we, Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov says, no, he never said such a thing, therefore wherever he does rule like B'Shem Gamliel, you have to state it. Now, interesting observation. B'Shem Gamliel, Nayit Nishma De Moridin Karav L'Nichse Shavui. There's an attempt to link Rabbanu Moshe Gamliel's disagreement here with another issue that may or may not be related. And that is whether or not if somebody is taken captive and they are off their property, and the property, of course, is going to cede, do we then have their heir come and take control of the property as late as long as they're gone? We got the impression Moshe Gamliel would say you do, and Rabbanu would say you don't. Because Shimon Gamliel says, the minute that the stuff you're entrusted with goes bad, you got to take care of it and sell it. And Chacham say, no, you don't touch it. Umimai, who says they're linked? Dilma ad kam lakam Shimon Gamliel ha'chel mishum dekachal yakarno. Maybe Shimon Gamliel here only said you sell it because eventually it's going to get all destroyed. The fruit's going to eventually go bad. Hata machinam idein moridin, but perhaps in the case of the field, it's not all going to go bad, it's just going to lose some value. So you don't take seizure. Yad Khan, lo kam Rabbanon Hachan, perhaps Rabbanon here only said that you don't sell it, because as one of the reasons, a person wants his own stuff for the concern of Trumat Masrot. Hatamachin Abdam Maridim, maybe in the case of the field where you don't have those concerns, maybe you do go to the field, which means the two are separate things. Now, remember, the Shrey Taminino, you're going to suggest that they're two separate issues and two separate conceptual reasons? Coincidentally or not, Shmuel happens to hold like Shem Gamliel in the case of selling, and he also says that you do put the karov on the field right away. Isn't it because it's the same reason? Shmuel simply expressing it in two ways. Lo trei tamaninu. What's the reason, by the way? The reason would be any time that you see property that you have some responsibility for and it's going to seed, you have to step in right away and fix it. Lo trei tamaninu. The answer is no. They come from two different fields. And therefore, Shmuel coincidentally happens to rule Shimon Gamliel here, and also rule Moridin Karov there. Hachanam Istambra, and by the way, you have to say that to Amar Avram Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. Remember what we just saw. Rav Nachman ruled, like Chachamim in our Mishnah, you don't touch the food. Rav Nachman read Karl and Nechsei Shavuot. Nonetheless, he agrees with his Rebbe, with Shmuel, that you do have the relative come and take possession of the field. Shvamina trei tamininu shvamina. So you can see that there are two separate reasons, because you can hold one way on this and the other way on that, and that's not an inconsistency, and therefore they're unrelated. Now, Itmar, we're going to go to this issue. Shavui shenishba, somebody's taken captive. Rav Amar ein morid nikarav l'nechasav, Shmuel Amar morid nikarav l'nechasav. Machloket Rav and Shmuel, we already know Shmuel's position, that is, you have the relative come and take possession. B'sheshamu bo shemeit kulei amal l'pligidim moridin. If you heard the guy was killed, so certainly you come down and take the field. Kipligi b'shaloshav bo shemeit. But if you didn't hear that, you don't know he's taken captive, you don't know his status. Rav Amar ein moridin, why? Maybe your work on the field is going to lessen the value of the field. Let it sit. Ushmuel Amar Moridin, he said, you do. Kevan Damar Mar, Shamin Lukari, says, we'll see later on, that the person who works on the field then gets paid for his work, like an Aris, like a sharecropper. So therefore, he's not going to destroy, he's going to work well. Now, Meitave, watch this challenge. I will be angry at you. This is if you don't take care of the almanah. I will be angry at you, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to turn your wives into widows and your children into orphans. That's if you oppress the orphan and the widow. Don't I know from the fact that it says I'll kill you that that means your wives will be widows and your children orphans? Why does it say that? I'm going to make it, this is the curse, that you'll be killed in such a way that your wives won't be able to even marry. They'll remain as widows. And your children will want to take possession of your property and they won't let them. So you see that that in a case where we see that we do not take possession when somebody's been taken captive. So I'm a rival there of Lima Kortanon. That's talking about coming to the property and selling the property. But just to take possession of the property, that's allowed. Rav Sheshet, there was a case like that, somebody was taken captive. Rav Sheshet disallowed the children from taking possession of the property at all. So, Amrale Rav Amram Dilmale Redvilim Kortanan. So he said to Rav Sheshet, maybe it just means, like Rava said, that they can't take possession of the property and sell it, but maybe they can be on the property. So he said to him, maybe you're from Pumadita, the Ma'ilin Pila, Kufa, the Machta. These people take an elephant and put it through the hole of a needle. In other words, they have very sharp reasoning, but they, you know, they're pilpulistic, but they don't know the halacha. That was his claim. And his argument is as follows. Remember, the comparison in the interpretation of the Pasuk is their wives won't be able to marry and their children won't be able to take possession. So what's the comparison? Mahatam klalo, afhachanami klalo. Just like a woman can't marry, that means at all. So the children also at all. Okay, so that was his challenge. Now, the question that Rav and Shmuel disagreed about whether a relative takes possession of a captive's property, is a machloket tanaim. The Tanya Hayori, the Nichse Shavui, En Motzino Tomiyado, Lo De Ela, Filu Shemam Shemam Shashinu Vain, Kamtala Shvachar, is Zari Viniskar. If you have someone who was taken captive and someone else takes possession of the property, we don't take it away from him. And even if you hear the guy's coming and he grabs something, that's his. What does that mean? It's only if it's property of somebody who's a bequeather to you. They went overseas. You heard that they died. That's what we're talking about. So you're on the property. Then it turns out they're not dead. They're coming back. It's still you have rights until they come back. If you come to abandon property, we do take you away from it. They went on a trip, we don't know that they're dead. Shem Gamliel, Shemati Shan Tushim Kishvuyin. Shem Gamliel disagrees, and he says, in such a case, it's kind of like being captive. He treats like Shvuyin, in other words, where you are allowed to go to the property. So it's machloket there about Nitushim. Now, parenthetically, Ayorin the Nichse Ritushim, which is another kind of abandonment, but we'll see how it's different. Motzino Tomiado, Velen Nichse Ritushim, Arisha Avivo Achivo, Achan Menemorishin Khan, Veni Odele Chanachu. They didn't go away. They're just around and we can't see them. So why the difference in the language? Netushim deval korcha. Netushim are people who were taken away. In other words, they were captured. You're forced to walk away from the property, from your field. Afkata de Malka, the king took it away. That's what Shvit is. Shvit is Afkata de Malka. God took it away from you. Ritushim de Midata. Ritushim is somebody who walks away on his own. He's walking around. He's here and just decides not to occupy his field. To Midata, Dirtiv, Emal Banim Rutasha. Alright, that the mother walks away from her children. Tana v'chulam shamin lahem ka'aris. Now we have a statement that any one of these people who works the field and then the owner comes back, he's alive. We assess them and we credit them working like a sharecropper. They get a half, a third, a fourth, whatever the local custom is. Now, hey, what's that talking about? We had shvuyin, netushim, and retushim. Ile ma shvuyin, hashta zarez v'niskar have. We said this is a guy who gets to keep whatever he took. Vayda ashbach mibaya. Certainly he keeps the improvement that he worked on the property. Ella aretushi must be on the last one. Motsino tomi adoktani. What are you talking about? We even take it away from him. Ella aretushi. It must be that middle ground, the captive. Laman ile mil rabbanon amri motsino tomi adok. Can't be according to rabbanon because the rabbanon said you take it away from him. Even Shem Gamliel ha'amar shamati shem tushim kishvuin. Shem Gamliel equate him to shvuin, which means he gets to keep everything. So the answer is kishvuin velo shvuin. The answer is only according to Shem Gamliel, only about that middle category. Where he said it's like shvuyin, but not 100%. Kishvuyin den motzino to miado. We don't take it away from him. Velo shvuyin, but not the same as shvuyin. De ilohatam zariz v'niskar. There he gets to keep everything. Hachashim and leikar is here. We just give him a third or a quarter, whatever the local percentage, which is customary for sharecroppers. My shtami had it nana motzi chutzot al nichse ishto otzi harbe v'achal kima, kima v'achal harbe, masha otzi, masha achal achal. A man works on nichse malog, and then the wife, he divorces the wife and she keeps the stuff. So if his expenditures were great, that's it. If he doesn't get a lot out of it, whatever he expended, he expended. Whatever he eats, he eats. He doesn't get to make a cheshbon afterwards. So the answer is that that's not comparable to this case of the field, because halodami alaha hamotzim hotzalat al nichse ishtok tana. Let's say a man married a girl who was a ktana, meaning she was married off by her mother or brothers. Kamotzi al nichse acher dami. That's like working on somebody else's field. Alright, and therefore, Alma came into the Samcha Date to Kino the Rabbanon. Since he didn't, the owner didn't know about it, therefore the Rabbanon made a takana that you will get Karis. Hilav Sidina, so that you'll work nicely. If you're working on somebody else's field, we want you to do a good job. You want to know you're going to get paid. Chanami to Kino Rabbanon, Kechalav Sidinu. And therefore, getting paid like an Aris works. Now, Kulan Shminlan Karis, Kulan Latoyimai, but the statement said Kulan Shminlan Karis, not just the Netushim according to Rishim Gamliel. Who else is included? So he had Amram Nachman Amram Shmuel Shavui Shinish Ben Morin Karov Len Chasav. So if somebody's taken captive, we have the relative take possession. Yatzal Adat in Morin Karov Len Chasav. If somebody just went overseas on their own, then we don't. Nachman Didei Amar. That's what Nachman reporting from Shmuel. His own opinion is Boreach Hareo Kishavui. If somebody flees, he's like a Shavui. Now Boreach Machmat Mai. Why is he running away? Ilim Alchat Karga. It's because of the head taxed. Hanul Adat. That's like just leaving on his own. El Borech Machmat Maradin. He killed somebody and the government's after him. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shavuot Shinishbevi, Niach, Kamal Liktzor, Avim Liktzor, Tmarim Liktzor, Zitim Limsok. If a guy in such a case ran away and he left fruit that needed to be harvested, Beitin Yordin and Chasav Mabidin Apotropos. They set up an apotropos in charge. Kotzer Votzer Godem Moseki does all the work. Vachakach Marin Karov and Chasav. Then they bring the Karov in. Velokim apotropos the olam. Why don't we just leave the apotropos there forever? The answer is apotropos the dikunani lo makminan. We never set up an apotropos for adults. Dikunani, people who have a zakan, who have a beard. We don't establish. The apotropos there right now is the exigent need to get the thing, the property properly harvested. But then we have the korov come and take possession of the field. So the chulan shemin lahanakaris is there to even include this case of a boreach who's running away from the law where there's a bounty on his head. Okay, we'll leave it at this point and pick it up with Ravuna's statement in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.